Hello, everybody. I'm Bob Boylan. It's so amazing to see all these thank you. And amazing to see all the music lovers. NPR Music's filled with these people who are passionate about music. I suspect everybody here is that way as well. And we had a dream a bunch of months ago to put together a lineup that we'd be really proud of. And these folks right here, Bon Iver, were right at the top of our list. Enjoy the show, Bon Iver. Justin Vernon.
Thank you.
Oh.
And in the morning I'll be with you, and it will be My, 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 my. Solid load is full, so slow on the spin. And I told you to be patient, and I told you to be fine, and I told you to be balanced, and I told you to be kind. And now all your love is wasted, and then who the hell was I? And I'm breaking at the bridges, and at the end of all your line.
Thank you. I got two public service announcements really quick. One of them being, just wanted to let you know that Chris Swanson, a friend of mine, is very open and available to any beautiful women this week. Just to let you know. And just keep that in the back of your hat. And second order of business is, I wear a fanny pack. And it's a tan fanny pack, and it's disappeared. So if you see any brother or sister with a fanny pack on, it's probably mine because I haven't seen a ton this week. It's a tanny pack. Since it's tan, it's fanny pack. It's got my it's got some documents in it. I need it. So if you see it, let me know. That'd be awesome. Thank you guys so much. Thank you to NPR, man. This is wicked. At the end of this song, I'd like you guys to sing with us, like really super loud. We did this last night. It was a good experiment. The lyrics just go, what might have been lost, just sing along. It'd be wicked. It'd be good for the microphones out there going out to the world or whatever. Thanks.
stories all over you. In the morning I'll call you. Can't you find a clue?
Myself a Lone Star after the set, see what happens. Oh, this is called Creature Fear. Thanks.
I was fooled by a curl. I was lost, but you fooled.
was a long visit wrong? Say you are the only one. So many foreign words, relatively fresh. So many for us, so many for us. A creature fair. I was fooled by your blows, spit out by your mouth. I was loud by your low seminary soul. Tear on, tear on. Take all on the wind on. Some bloody nose, sign another flow.
I needed to get a band together, and when I was, I mean, in reality, I'd played music with Mike just about as much as I've played with a lot of other people, just because of 1 hour a week for 4 years, kind of built up, and you kind of forget about that from time to time, but for whatever reason, we just had a good connection. When, after a while, we just stopped going to the studio and just come over to my house, and we'd listen to records and drive around and whatever, and his mom wrote me a check every week for it. But, you know, I think it, what it was just a way to, like, bring Mike through all the experiences I had through college and things like that, just kind of quicker than, you know, I kind of gathered a lot of information as I went along the years, and I just kind of pawned them off on Mike, and I think that's what he was looking for, and I just basically called him up, and I was like, you should drop out of college and come on tour with Bon Iver. And he's like, all right.
What is it in those conversations that you might hear in the music you're playing or the music you're making?
Well, you know, we'd sit down and he'd show me all these records I hadn't heard and all this music I hadn't come in contact with.
Like what?
Oh, geez. Kathleen Edwards, Mahalia Jackson, old soul music, Bob Dylan, you know, things that a high schooler doesn't really absorb at that point. And just hearing him talk about it helped me understand it and bring me into it, if that makes sense.
So you start going out and playing? Is that the way it worked?
Yeah, with Mike?
Yeah.
I called him in what was probably December this year or November. And he was still in college at the point. I was like, look, I need to go on tour starting in January. And I'm going to be really quick and honest about this. You need to drop out of school if you want to do this. I don't know how much money we'll make. I don't know what it'll be, but you'd be perfect for the job. And we'll see what happens. And so basically he came back to me the next day. He said, yeah. So we hadn't performed ever together. Our first show was like at the Shuba's Music I was at the Turf Club in St. Paul in front of 450 people. And I don't think Mike has been in front of that many people performing ever, let alone performing with me. And I have to say, it was one of the best shows we played, and it was dynamite. And it was, I haven't even stopped to think about it because I'm sort of, I think I, this is a good thing. I think I'm numb to sort of, you know, universal victory where things work out so much. And I'm so used to being lucky enough to cultivate good luck and everything. And with Mike coming on and the backstory of us playing, it's just like, oh yeah, that's amazing. That's a really cool story. And it's just, we're here and we're playing. And that's the thing that is like really current and I'm really happy about.
And Sean, so how did you come into this picture?
Well, when Justin moved back to Eau Claire from Raleigh, I heard that he was looking for a band, and a couple of my good friends, Randy Pingree and John DeHaven, were on the record, and so they knew Justin better than I did, and they kind of just gave me a hint, like, Sean, you should learn his songs, and because he's looking for a drummer. And so basically I just locked myself in my room for a week, and he had all his tunes on MySpace. So I learned all the songs on MySpace. I learned all the drum parts. I learned all the singing, and showed up to his first gig, and my band was opening for him. And I just showed up at soundcheck, and I was like, "Hey, man, we've met like twice, but I'm Sean, and I know all your songs." And it worked out.
And it really does work out. I mean, the three of you, I have to say, they have a really dynamic, wonderful quality to it, and I love the record. I'm really enjoying how the songs are coming to life, and I think you're all growing inside of them.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I'd say it's a different animal, you know. I think it's a yin-yang thing or whatever, not positive, negative, but it's a way for these songs to sort of crawl out of their shell. I think the record is very internalized, and I think, if anything, these live versions of these songs are very extroverted. And I like that because it's kind of like the songs are showing you both sides of themselves, and I think that's what we're doing is breaking them out of that, out of their seed, so to speak.
Well, enjoy, you guys. It's gonna get more and more interesting.
Thank you, man.
Thanks.
Thank you.